The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
News you would have seen from the UK yesterday was an announcement with regard to reinvesting money into nuclear power and nuclear technology. And of course, it has ignited a discussion here as to whether we should do likewise. Dennis Duff is the co-founder of 18 for Zero. Dennis, should we be looking at nuclear energy as an option in this country?
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I suppose we could start at the very end and say that the former CEO of Airgrid, when he left his position, he said that there is no net zero without nuclear energy being in the mix. And the reason he said that is, if you take stock of where Ireland's electricity is at the moment, we have some of the most expensive electricity in Europe, and those prices are going to go up over the next 5 to 10 years. We have the dirtiest electricity in Europe on a per capita basis. We already have a moratorium on large energy users, a temporary moratorium with no visibility of the gas that's going to be used, and we rely on emergency generation. So it's not really a matter of whether we want to have nuclear or not. I think if we're going to get to net zero, we probably are going to need nuclear, and we should look at it straight away.
And I guess it's kind of always worth pointing out, I think, in these discussions, whether people think it's a good idea or not in terms of building a power station in this country. We do have nuclear energy in the grid. We've got interconnectors with kind of France and the UK. So, you know, we benefit from the existence of nuclear power plants elsewhere, don't we?
That's absolutely right. Yes, last year we imported about 12% of our electricity from Britain, and about 15% of that is generated by nuclear. Now, those figures are going to go up next year when we connect into France at the end of 2026, and they get 65% of their electricity from nuclear. I'm going to increase that to 75%. I mean, it's not just there. Like, I mean, Belgium had a plan to go away from nuclear, and only this week they've changed that plan. They're not going to move away from nuclear, and they're going to actually replace their existing reactors. Denmark, who we always look at for clean energy, they're now considering nuclear. It's nuclear has changed dramatically in the last 15 years, and it's time. I think Ireland we don't recognise that because we ignore nuclear, and I think that's wrong. It will come back to haunt us. We should really start looking at our options, our clean energy options.
Tony Lowes is with us as well, a director of Friends of the Irish Environment. Tony, if there's already nuclear energy in the grid, as it were, and that's going to increase, should we just bite the bullet and invest in nuclear power generation?
Invest in nuclear power generation sounds very good. But I think we need to know what we're talking about here. What yesterday's announcement, the Build Baby Build announcement, was actually for what they call small modular nuclear reactors. And these are, in fact, what's coming is a subset of micro reactors. The difference is that a nuclear plant at a place like Hinkley Point C is absolutely massive. But a micro reactor can be built in a factory and then installed. So that's what they're talking about. The problem is they're pie in the sky. They're in no fit state to be rolled out anywhere. They're still in the development and design stage. Unlike large nuclear reactors like Hinkley Point C that have a very good proven record. And I know that listening to Dennis talking on your program earlier, he says that the current energy plan in Ireland involves technologies that are not yet fully developed. He says we're in favor of the current plan, but the plan may not work because it involves so many technologies that don't actually exist at the moment. Well, have a look at offshore wind farms in the North Sea. Have a look at solar power in China. All of these exist at the moment, but micro, small, modular nuclear reactors don't.
Dennis, are they still in the developmental stage, quote unquote? In other words, they're not viable yet?
Yeah, Tony is partially right, but fundamentally wrong. For Ireland, we wouldn't be building a plant like the Hinkley Point. That's far too big for Ireland. Nor are we talking about the micro reactors that Tony is talking about, which are in the developmental stage. We're talking about small reactors in the region of, say, 300 megawatts or so. Construction of them, and that's 300 megawatts to give context, is exactly the same size as the coal-burning stations in Money Point. The ones that environmentalists back in the 1980s were cock-a-hoop, that were building coal instead of nuclear at Carnforth Point. So they could be a direct replacement for existing fossil fuel power stations that we have here. And we could go over and have a look. Now, I'm a volunteer, so somebody has to pay me to go over. We could go over and have a look at the site in Canada where they're actually starting to build the first 300 megawatt small reactor in Canada. That'd be ideal for us. It's the ideal size, ideal price. It'll be 3 years to build. It would be ideal to help us get to net zero where no other plan exists. And just very briefly to say that even the offshore wind that I'm in favour of, the actual wind turbines that would be put in the Irish Sea, they aren't fully designed yet either. They won't be designed until the tender is has been accepted. So we're always looking at developmental. Small nuclear isn't new. It's just how it's packaged is new. It's like going from an S-class Mercedes to a B-class Mercedes.
Dennis, what did you say? Was it a 300 megawatt? Is that what you said, Dennis?
300
megawatt. Yes. So, Tony, a 300 megawatt nuclear reactor is viable, as Dennis describes it, and it is something that we could look at investing in here, obviously, by going to other countries, seeing how they do it, and, you know, bringing the necessary expertise. Is it something that, I mean, were it viable, that you would be happy with, or have you a kind of a principled objection to us constructing it?
I think you have to look at it from a financial point of view as well, Kieran. These are enormously expensive plants to put in place and to design. Whereas if you look at something like solar power, that's gone down 90% since the year 2000. Batteries are actually down 99% in cost in the last 30 years. That's the way things are going. Now, he talks about he's in favor of the current plan, but the technologies that don't exist. The plan is talking about renewable energy. We see that that exists. Plan is talking about,
but does the technology exist that we can meet all of our energy needs through that renewable energy in a way that's guaranteed that there would be no dip in power generation?
Kieran, it's another pipe dream. We haven't even got time. Not only do we not have the money, and it should go into the things that we know, we could be such a powerhouse. I'm sure you're sick of being told this, but Ireland could actually power a huge number of outside our own borders if we would get our wind up offshore.
I know this is kind of sounds strange, but on days where the wind doesn't blow, it's the argument that people and proponents of nuclear energy often make. Like, what do we do then?
Well, the batteries are down 99% in 30 years. The technology for these things is flying ahead. We have new kinds of batteries now so that we can have things like power walls in our homes. So when our electricity goes out, we can keep our place going for 2 days. The developments that have taken place, even in the last 2 or 3 years, are absolutely staggering.
But that technology doesn't exist yet. It's not viable yet to kind of prevent battery backup for the entire country.
You have to start somewhere, okay? And certainly in the homes, you can do it.
No, I know, but it's just you kind of were dismissive of nuclear energy because it's not viable yet. And then at the same time, you're talking about kind of battery technology has made great leaps and bounds and it will get there. It kind of sounds like the same thing applies. It's not there yet. So we've got two technologies that are not there yet.
The technology for creating green hydrogen is there, and the use of hydrogen as a fuel is well established for heavy, like on the Texas coast, running the heavy tankers back, heavy railways back and forth. These things are there. What's happening is that the coordinated effort to put them in place is missing, and that's where we are now in Ireland. We don't need nuclear power. We need to do what will put us in the prime position of exporting energy.
Dennis, accepting the reality that resources are finite, and that applies to kind of time and attention as well from a kind of a government and a policymaker's point of view and a regulator's point of view, would we be shooting ourselves in the foot by going down the nuclear route? We should do what Tony is saying and just, you know, plough ahead with those plans and a coordinated effort to implement them in terms of wind energy, solar energy, battery storage and hydrogen.
Absolutely not. While I'm a volunteer, a professional volunteer, encouraging Ireland to look at all clean energy options, including solar, wind, offshore, and all that kind of stuff. In my professional job, I advise nations on to help to develop their electricity generation systems. I've looked in vain to see is there a business case available from the Irish government on the offshore wind export plan. It doesn't exist as far as I can see. When we talk about hydrogen, even the European Union Court of Auditors recently announced that hydrogen plans are more based on political will and aspiration than on any technical analysis. This is a very dangerous policy to try and follow. To put all your eggs in that basket, look, if hydrogen happens, brilliant. But it's extremely unlikely to happen at anything like the time or the cost that people are conjecturing. And when you look at the cost of nuclear versus the cost of not nuclear, the cost of installing the extra renewables on the grid between now and 2030 is estimated €35 billion. Okay, a small modular reactor we're talking about considering would cost €1.8 billion. The economic case is very clear. The emissions case is very clear. Land use, materials use, etc., is very clear that nuclear is the best option for it, and it should really be considered instead of ignored as it is at the moment.
Dennis Duff is the co-founder of 18 for Zero. Tony Lowes is one of the directors of Friends of the Irish Environment. Thank you both very much for joining me, gentlemen. 087 1400 106. Ireland absolutely should use nuclear energy, says one listener. It's the cleanest form of energy. The problem is that with Ireland's track record of building large projects, the tech would be obsolete by the time it's finished. Michael in Cork says, onshore and offshore wind farms are hard enough to get built. Never mind nuclear. Our solution is like our defence. Get the British to look after us. Whether we like to admit it or not, we're not a serious country. Pat says, I wouldn't trust us to build or run a nuclear power station. If it's like the Children's Hospital, it'll take about 30 years or more. Just imagine the cost and the danger. God help us. And somebody else says 300 megawatts as a reactor wouldn't be that big. We would need 4 or 5 of them. I'm not sure about that, about your superior knowledge, as I often say. But listen, I would make the point again, and this isn't an argument in favour of it. I mean, there's economies of scale and everything that apply. But for people who are kind of a principled objection, it is always worth remembering that our lights are powered by nuclear energy at the moment because of the interconnector with Britain. It's going to become more of the case after the interconnector with France gets switched on, and that will continue to be the case. So we use nuclear power. We have used nuclear power for decades in this country. We just oppose nuclear power generation. We want the Brits and the French to do it for us. Anyway.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.